This morning we will have the lighting of the second candle on our Advent wreath by Herman and Roberta Waters and Mike and Brenda Kiley.
On the second Sunday of Advent, we light the Bethlehem candle. We light this candle as a symbol of proclamation. May the word sent from God through the prophets lead us to the way of salvation. O come, Emmanuel. In Luke 2, verses 4 to 7, it says, Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judah, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Shalom is a way of saying hello and goodbye in the Hebrew language. It also means peace. To the prophets and to Jesus, shalom also meant justice, righteousness, freedom, and everything that would bring final harmony among all human beings, all living creatures, and God. Shalom is the ultimate salvation for God's creation. Is it an impossible dream? Not if we believe that the Word is the full creative energy of God at work in the world.
Will you pray with me, please? Dear God, as we try to get our own lives together, please help us see the master pattern of harmony that you intended for your creation. Shalom, God. This is our greeting, and this is our prayer. Amen. Please join us as we sing the second verse of page number 211, O come, Emmanuel. And while you're singing, remember, Emmanuel means God with us.
Please stand and turn to page 213. We will sing verses 1 and 4 of Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates.